pilot Gail Mott right now. Gail, okay, now you put it down. You know you aren't going to be able to take off again. Others are trying to move their balloons off the property because start there. I mean, you put it down on this guy's dirt. What happens next?
Well, then he comes up to me, rather pissed, if I may say so.
Yeah.
Anyway, then the officer was there almost immediately. Within just a few seconds, the officer was there and wanted to know who was in charge, and I told him I was, and so he wanted my license.
Right.
So I gave him my license. At that point, I'm being detained. I can't leave.
Are you in cuffs?
No.
Okay.
But he has my license, so I can't leave.
Right.
Until he finishes writing the citation.
Right.
By the time he finished writing the citation, weather conditions are to the point now that they could change at any time. And I wasn't going to lift off again and try to fly on, not be able to find a safe landing spot once I left there.
Right.
And so I thought, well, I'll just suffer the consequences here rather than endanger myself, the aircraft, and my passenger.
Which you're taught to do, and that's right and proper. Okay. Good decision.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And at that point, basically this pasture was interfering with the flight crew of a federally registered aircraft, but I didn't press the point.
In what way? Yeah. Was he interfering just by detaining you?
By not letting me leave or get the balloon down, packed up, and out of there.
So based on the FAA regulations, he wasn't allowing you to secure the aircraft.
Right, because I had to wait until the officer finished his report.
Mm-hmm.
I told the pastor at the time, I looked at my watch and I said, hey, tick-tock, if I'm not out of here now, it's not safe for me to lift off again.
Gotcha.
And he said, I don't care what you do with this thing, just get it off my property, which I was more than happy to do once the officer finished his
report.
His job, then, like I say, we walked it on over across into the neighbor's backyard.
What did the pastor say to you when he approached you?
He was just yelling that, you cannot land here. You cannot land here. This is private property. And I'm trying to explain to him that I will leave, but the police officer is right there, and he's doing his job,
mm-hmm.
So I can't.
So now, is he mad at you and the cop now? I mean...
No, he's not mad at the cop.
Okay.
The cop is issuing the citation, which is what he wanted. You know, he made the citizen's arrest.
Okay. I understand the nature of the citizen's arrest now.
And the police officer, he had to write the ticket because the pastor made the citizen's arrest.
Yes.
And after it was all said and done, the pastor introduced himself, stuck out his hand to shake my hand, and I told him, I said, you know, we could have resolved this easily had you just walked up to me and said, you cannot land here.
Right.
But he was bound and determined to bring the police into it.
Had he done that, as reported by one source, you were low on fuel. You say you were not low on fuel, but you were getting near to cutoff time for weather conditions. Had
right.
he not done what he did, what would you have done once you touched down in the dirt field of Clovis Family Community Church?
I had enough time when I first touched down that I could have lifted off and flown on.
I'm sorry, Gail, I never got this part. Why did you feel you needed to touch down in the first place?
Well, it was a beautiful spot to land. And I'd been in the air for about 45 minutes, and it was getting time to terminate the flight.
Oh, yeah. I understand completely. What are you charged with?
Trespass.
Great. Are you going to fight it?
Oh, yes.
Are you going to pursue the fact that he interfered with an FAA-registered and licensed aircraft?
I am not.
Okay. Good for you. I mean, that.
No.
You could press it, but.
Yeah. I didn't want to stir up a whole. Yeah. It was just an unfortunate incident, and it could have been resolved a lot easier, you know, but.
Your punishment should be you have to pack the balloon by yourself.
Yeah.
I have done that work. I earned my place on my first balloon ride. It's like, oh, my God, how do you get this into this bag?
Yeah. You know, we do our best to keep good landowner relationships, you know. And if people don't want us on their property, we don't land there. But it was just an unfortunate incident. And like I was telling my crew later that several years ago, I flew out of Sierra Sky Park and landed in a churchyard over in West Fresno, and the pastor came out, and I said, am I okay to land here? And he said, certainly, and he just wanted to come out and pray with us and bless us. And
oh, that's cool.
And bless the flight.
And check out the balloon.
Yeah. You know, most of the time, wherever you land, people are excited that we're there.
Of course. It's not often something like that flies out and lands out of the sky. It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
You know, we got families that'll be, you know, following us in their cars, and they get out. They want to help. They help us pack it, you know, and we throw the kids on the bag to squeeze the air out, and it's, you know, it's just a fun time. And then hand out a few pins to the kids for helping out. And
There you go. You're a nice guy. You're a good guy. You did the right. You're doing a fun thing. You know. All right. Would you please let us know of any further developments if you have the time? Take care of your own business. But if you have the time for us, we'd love to hear more on how this plays out.
Yeah, I will. I'll let you know how it all shakes out.
All right, Gail. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Gail Mott, everybody, the pilot of the balloon in question.